Thank you very much for your assistance. Okay, let's start. So my name is Martin Otava, and I work now for Janssen Pharmaceutica, but this work is a legacy of my PhD that was done at Hasselt University under supervision of Ziv Skedi. And Ivo de Troje and Redrade Sengupta, they took over the work. So I will mention them later at the case studies. One technical note, since these slides are going to be shared later, I also added some slides that contain what I'm saying. So in some moment, I'm going to skip some slides because they are redundant, so I'm not taking anything from you. I will first start about explaining what do I mean by ensemble package, and then I will show the two case studies of what we have developed and why we think it's a good idea. So when you come as a new user to Ireland, as we heard in the morning, there is more than 10,000 packages now at CRAN, and you have a lot of other sources where you can get the R package. So if you want to enter some new area, in, I will be showing one case study is by clustering, you might find a lot of packages that deal with it, and it can be quite difficult to find out which one you should choose and why you should do that. There is a CRAN task views that are helping to some extent in this, but there are several issues with that, mainly because it depends heavily on self-reporting of the authors. And also because there are so many packages, in order to be not to make you read 50 pages, they have to be very concise. So you read very briefly what the package is doing, but if you need really details, you have to go to the package itself. And also, you can have the packages for very different disciplines doing basically the same method, but it can be called differently because one is biology, another one is geology or whatever, and it can be quite difficult to navigate yourself in this. And the most importantly for the user, they can do basically the same thing, but you need to input the data in very different way for each package, and also the plotting options and so on will be very package specific, right? So our main motivation to think about ensemble package started from the usual PhD framework. You develop the method, then you program it in your favorite software, in this case R, and then you look around what is there in order to compare it with the stuff. And then that turns out to be quite some programming effort in order to make sure that the comparison is valid and in order to make sure that we are loading the same data and reading in the correct way and using the method correctly and so on for several other packages that we were doing comparison with. And then once we finished this, we started to wonder if it makes sense to actually make this public, because we did a lot of work in unifying the approach, and then we were thinking maybe there are some few people that are going to do the same thing, and maybe we can save them time by actually putting the stuff together and create some more or less complete package at that time of the methods that are available for some specific topic. So the new R user can come to see our package, then go through it, he will have unified framework there, and then, of course, to do it with recognizing the original packages, and he can always go to the original package if he has to go more deep into the methodology. So what I mean by ensemble package here, the first three bullet points are like minimalistic definition, and the second group is what I think that you should add, that it has actual some added value to the community. So the first is that you are going to connect the R packages, but you should not connect them in, you should not understand it in just the listing them, like let's say task views are doing, but more to unify them. So you will have concise notation. If there is a parameter that is same for several packages, you should call it the same way, because that's a very typical thing that you have one parameter called alpha and phi in another package, and it can be, you have to find out the equation and so on to find out what does it actually mean. I do not find necessary that you have to add your own new method in this case, because the added value itself can be already the fact that you are doing the peer review of the other methods, and for user it can be some other insurance that not just the author has looked at the, how the method works, but there was someone else who actually checked it afterwards and decided that this is a good method enough to spend the time on programming it for this ensemble package. But of course it's added value if you have extension there as well. And from the user perspective, the most important is the unified input and also output in terms of the plotting and comparison of the method. If you think about extending the added value, some graphical layer, that's one option, and that's actually what we did in these two case studies that you will see in a minute. You can think about the simple graphic user interface in R or R Commander, or even going nowadays with Shiny, which is very useful for this type of work because it makes it very accessible for the non-R users, right? The method comparison in this sense as extension is more in the terms of really benchmarking the methods against each other, both in the, let's say, computational speed, but also to give the user guidance. You will have five packages there, and you can say this method coming from the package A is most useful for you in the in this particular scenario, and the package B is more appropriate in another scenario, and so on, to give actual more detailed guidance, similar what Grant AskView is doing, but really comparing the methods. And of course, it's almost must to collaborate with the people that wrote the original packages, right? And we had, I think, something around 10, 13 packages involved in these two case studies I'm going to show, and the response rate was very good. I think just one or two packages, the people didn't really talk to us, but for the rest, they always gave at least some kind of feedback, checking if what we did is fine, and if they agree with it, and so on. And the last point, that's where you can really shine with this, with respect to Ensemble, because that's what the original packages cannot do. So taking the results from the different methods and then put them together. Let's say you can integrate somehow, or you can see with the biclustering, it's very common because different methods are taking a slightly different approach but solving exactly the same problem. So if you have outputs from several methods, you compare them, maybe you are able to get a more reliable result. So these are the redundant slides. And now the case studies. So there are two case studies. First one was a bit, they are very different because first one is taking the multiple packages, each of them doing different methodology for one particular domain, one particular type of the data. While the other one, that's the biclustering one, it's the same method all over again, but different implementation. We'll get into detail in a second. So the first one is IsoGene, graphical user interface, and it's basically for, it started as a microarray package, but it was extended to basically any high dimensional data framework you would like to work with. And we had this IsoGene graphic user interface, originally programmed by Satya Pramana before I even started, and it was focusing on inference. And then we extended a lot, and then we started comparing what else can be done and so on. And we ran on into several other packages. The OrcMe was also done in our institute, but all the others were done in very different groups that we did not really know about at the beginning. And we just put everything together and produced this package that is basically, that allows you to do the complete analysis, because otherwise you had to go to the different package for model selection, different package for inference, and then another package if you wanted to do the clustering, which was very annoying in terms of all the time reformatting the data set, for example. Very nice example of this Ensemble package power is the Orca and IsoGene merge, because Orca has one particular inference step, and it's programmed in C, so it's much faster than our IsoGene that is just simple R, but it's very domain specific. It's for some mice experiments in toxicology, and it's actually very difficult to make it work in the general framework in terms of understanding what they did. And taking away this domain-specific framework. So through the IsoGene graphical user interface, now you can basically use this Orca package in a very general framework as well, without necessity of this mental exercise, understanding what was done and recoding it in a convenient way. This is just how it looks like for case that you are not familiar with the graphical user interface. In the middle, the A, that's the main menu, and then B is one of the methods, and C and D are some output examples. So, well, it's not as fancy as Shiny, definitely, but it does the job, right? So this IsoGene graphic user interface has a package website, and also currently we are publishing it in the R journal. So if you are interested, the links should work in the PDF that should be available afterwards. And as I mentioned before, Rudradev Sengupta, he took over the package. He's now maintainer, and he also actively did the coding at the last stages. And he's around the conference. So if you are interested in this package, ask me, and I will find him for you. The second case study is the biclustering. So biclustering is basically the problem that you have a huge matrix, and you want to find the subset of rows and subset of columns that behaves similarly. And so we are having just smaller rectangles within this huge matrix. And you have plenty of methods how to do it. And the reason is that it really depends what you call behave similarly, right? So there are a lot of different approaches, ideas, and also a lot of different iterative procedures. You can have it for continuous data or binary data, and the approach differs, and so on and so on. So the idea of this bi-class GraphQL interface package was to take all these things together, put them to one place, and to unify them in terms of the same input, same output, and mainly what you see on the bottom is diagnostics options. So the BC Diag is the package that is doing the diagnostics in terms of the plotting mainly, while the super bi-class is merging together the results of multiple bi-clustering runs, and then helps you to find the bi-clusters that appear often and stuff like this. And in the current implementation, you can take this general diagnostic tools and apply them on any of these other packages. So each of the bi-clustering, these are not the methods, these are packages, and each of them still contains multiple methods. For example, bi-cluster, I think, has like 8 or 10 inside. So it's really plentiful space of different methodology, and here you can have them all at the same place. We did not add our own method at that moment, but what was very nice extension, and I will come back to it in the slide or two, is the framework to add the new methods easily as they come in the future, because the idea was not to produce the package and leave it there, but to actually update it, because still new methods are appearing. It's still quite new field, the bi-clustering. So it looks similarly. It's built on RCommander, which has an advantage that you can very easily see the code. In GraphQL user interface itself, you cannot see what's happening underneath that easily, but the RCommander for user to extract the actual R code, it's very simple. And again, it's very simple. Windows, what is important on this figure is just that it's the one on the left is like bi-clustering part, the one on the right is the plotting and diagnostics, and they are always the same. So for any method you use, you will have exactly the same framework, slightly different based on the parameters, but that's what I meant by this unification of the methodology and make it consistent. And the adding the future methods part, it was basically the idea that we knew that there will be new methods coming, we want them to be included in the package, but it's not that simple. This GraphQL user interface programming is a package by its own, and there is quite some learning curve. It's not just to as like taking some new library, you can quite fast get into it because it's still R, but here it's these graphical ideas, it's much more difficult. So we are also even thinking about that maybe we can convince some authors of the methods that they will do it by themselves. So we will provide them with a tool that they will be able to fit the method that they developed into the framework of the bi-class graphical user interface without actually knowing the graphical user interface programming tools. And that led to develop of several templates that only need at the end a very small curation of the maintainer of the package. How it works is that since we have the standardized framework there, you instead of programming the small parts, the windows, radio buttons, and tick box and stuff, you have it in the R functions, and then you just take this R function, you run the function, and you get the window as you specify it. So it's a very simple idea. And then you just connect it in the grid with some other R function, and then at the end you have the complete window without actually programming the window itself in the terms of the TCLTK tools. So this it's currently on CRAN, this package, with the developmental version on GitHub. And there is a website with quite some resources, and also it was part of the book project. So there are also some materials on the book website, although of course the book itself is not for free. There is Shiny version of this package as well, and this REST-R package mentioned below that contains these templates for the GraphQL user interface, because at some stage it has become too big, so we took it away, we generalized it a bit and put it in another package. I was saying we, but actually I didn't do any coding on this package, it was a more collaborative effort, but in terms of coding everything was done by Ivo Detroyer, who is also around here, and he's currently maintaining the package, and I think just 2 or 3 weeks ago, he added a new method there, so it's still actively maintained. So to wrap it all up, in order to create the ensemble package, that's fine, but to create a good ensemble package, you should ask yourself if it actually integrates the method, if it's not just listing, but if it gives the user some unified framework. And if your input and also outputs are standardized in a way that it's easy for user to compare the different methods and their results. Indeed, it's very good if you add your own contribution. In our case, it was either a new method or the graphical layer. I think the graphical layer makes sense a lot if you want to focus also on the really not experienced R users, but also it can be good for experienced R users in terms of checking fast which methods are there, what they are doing, compare them, and then say, okay, now I forget this graphic user interface thing and I will go to that package that I selected using this interface that will do my job best, and I will do it in the original R framework there. And well, the final question that you should ask before publishing it is if it actually helps. So if the package has some added value in terms of navigating the R landscape, or if it's just another package that creates even more confusion in terms of the amount of the packages on CRUN. So thank you very much. I think we'll not have much time for questions now, but I'm very happy to answer later on during the conference whenever you want to ask.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, perhaps one very quick question. Okay.
I was just wondering if you were concerned about package updates and how you handle regressions in how these packages work.
Yeah,
and
so
like,
as we heard in the morning from the keynote, it's actually even worse nightmare because you have like 10 packages that you have to work with. So this will only work if you actively maintain it. And there I would stress it's very important to keep good relationship with the authors of the original packages, because then it's quite fine and there is no problem. And for example, with the IsoGene graphic user interface, what helps a lot is the publication, right? Because if you make out of it publication, then it's another incentive for the people from the other packages to actually participate on the project and help you with this. But indeed, it's a very good point. Okay.
Okay, thanks again.